Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'm focused today. I'm kind of calm. Even though I sound animated, I'm focused. And so we'll see. This may be the day, unknown for years, where I take a lot of phone calls. When you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to come on next, 800-259-9231. I got a bunch of news I'm going to get to. I didn't get into the solar flare thing with Farrah. I should have done that. I'll do that later. But right now, let's go right to your phone calls. Drew in Colorado, you're on the air worldwide.
Yeah, what's up, Alex? How you doing today?
Good, sir. Good to have you on with us.
Thank you for having me on today. Do you see USA Today yesterday? Or is it published once a week or something? Because
I didn't see it. No, what was it?
The luxurious 250-square-foot apartment that everyone should be living in nowadays.
Guys, will you pull up USA Today, the new 250-square-foot apartment? Yeah, that's being pushed everywhere that... It's so trendy. They're gonna. They say they're gonna jack your taxes up so high, you can only live in a 250 square foot coffin apartment. June 21, from Austin to San Francisco to New York, they're passing or trying to pass laws, which of course the establishment. I mean, imagine these are rent seeking globalists, and of course they want to screw you. And so, yeah, there it is. Many apartments are the next big thing in U.S. cities. Yeah, because you're going to be so incredibly poor.
So chic and cool to be poor and treated like cattle.
Oh, no, if you go to Whole Foods, literally, I've seen it where half the mags are. It's good to be poor. It lowers your carbon footprint. It's good to, and it's so sexy. And they'll come over and say, you shouldn't have three kids. And they'll come over and say, you're shopping well. You've made good decisions. And I'm like, listen, I know this is overpriced, non-GMO stuff, and half of it's GMO. I'm just trying to, please don't nudge me. Please don't behaviorally modify me. Please don't do it. But they are. They're just authoritarians who think it's sexy to be slaves.
Right. And all of us know how that story's going to end. And how a new one will play out. We'll see how that goes. But
oh, but Oprah says it's good. Oprah! I actually had Melissa Melton, one of our great reporters, and she was here with us. She went with Aaron off into the sunset to do their own reporting. They're doing a great job over at TrueStreamMedia.com. But she did a report on the coffin apartments we had her go out and do. It was pretty good. We ought to dig that up and air that towards the end of the hour. You know, I'm glad you bring that up, terrorist. You're not looking, because people understand, it's not to make it affordable. It's to jack up prices on everything. You're going to pay $10,000 a month of devalued dollars to live in a 250-square-foot coffin, surveilled 24-7 by men in black uniforms, backed up by drones and robots. How's that sound?
It will be easier to scan your apartment that way to see if you have contraband in this country. You'll not.
Yeah, but now Russia's becoming freer. It's incredible. Duh. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob. Bob, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, Alex, I just want to say, first of all, 100 years from now, there'll be a statue of you on the mall in D.C. But I want to.
Well, I'd rather just have my grandkids be able to live. But, yeah, whatever. Who knows?
What I wanted to ask you about was, what do you know about Jeffrey McDonald, the Green Beret doctor who was convicted of killing his family in, I believe it was the 70s?
Is that the case that woke up the FBI section chief? When he found out it was a whole satanic operation, that was...
Is there anything you can add to that? I've been trying to find out some things.
No, that's what woke Ted Gunderson up. He was, I think at that time, he was the head of all of Southern California, the biggest FBI division outside New York. And he didn't believe it, and he found out a satanic cult did it. It was all a setup. And now we just know that stuff's main. I got a stack of news about Satan cults and kids and government and media here today. I haven't even gotten to yet. But, yeah, no, it's a big issue.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Did you want to add anything to it? I mean,
No, I've just been trying to gather gleaning bits and pieces of the story, but there's not much out on it. I know I heard the Gunderson tape, and he had spoke to it a while back before he died. But,
you know what's horrible? I wish what Ted Gunderson said wasn't true, but I kept going looking it up, and now everything he said came true. But, I mean, he exposed the CIA finders. Snuff films of little kids and stuff in D.C. Nobody got in trouble. That, by the way, came out in the newspapers. I mean, and nobody got in trouble. I mean, just unbelievable.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, Rand Paul strongly hints at 2016 presidential run. Massive solar flare narrowly misses Earth. EMP disaster barely avoided. Lloyd's of London is concerned. Artificial human ear grown in lab. We'll get into some science news, some important military news. U.S. to conduct joint military exercises in Egypt. You already know Snowden's been granted 1 year temporary asylum in Russia. I'll give you the latest on that we haven't gotten to yet. And we are also going to get into the new Fed chairman they're looking at, Larry Summers. I mean, that, there's few people you can get worse than Geithner or people like who's at Treasury or Ben Bernanke. But, I mean, Summers is the main, one of the main authors with Clinton of getting rid of Glass-Steagall and creating the pump and dump garbage with all the derivatives. It's just unbelievable. So we're going to be looking at that. More persecution of libertarians and conservatives by the IRS. That's all coming up, and it's at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the stories we were just mentioning. Right now, let us go back to your phone calls. Bill in Iowa, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, Alex, I'm a long-time listener, and it's interesting when you say that all this news that we have, it's so distracting us from the real things that are going on. And last week you were saying that we have a chance that humanity can beat this new world order. And I disagree with that, sir. Humanity can't win. I mean, the Antichrist and his one world government, it's coming, whether we like it or not. And it's going to get so bad that Jesus has to come back and go to war against them. And this is real, sir. This is so real. And people need to understand that. And every day, I just want you to bring that up. I mean, it doesn't have to be all 3 hours, but please, you have new listeners coming in every day. I mean, this is for people's souls. And I'm praying for you every day, Alex. I appreciate what you're doing.
Well, let me just quantify this for a moment, Bill. So stay there. I'm going to go back to you in a second. Number one, most people on the planet aren't Christians. Maybe one out of five is a Christian of some type, and they're all fighting with each other over what the Bible really says. You know, let's say out of 2 billion people are Christians. So maybe two out of seven, if you count 7 billion people and around 2 billion, say they're Christians. And most of Christianity has just turned into a big country club deal, and everybody's saying that other group's wrong, and we're in the end club. It's like a country club. I'm just here to try to preserve basic dignity and human liberty and to not beat people over the head with things. And I see most of the churches I go to, I don't care if they're Baptist or Methodist or if I go with one of my friends to, you know, before to his Catholic church, it's the same thing. Well, don't worry about anything because the world's about to end next month. And for me, it's the ultimate cop-out. Let's say the Antichrist is going to show up in 10, 20 years. I'm sick of always hearing it's going to be 1987 and 1992 and 1999, and these preachers, you know, saying and just obsessing, and this event in the Middle East is this and this is that. And then they said the same event over and over again, and it's going to happen on this date. No man knoweth that if you supposedly are a Christian. But these people will obsess over it. Christ said, don't obsess over that. It's our job, regardless, to go out and to help people be aware of the tyranny that's happening and to help the innocents and the children they're going to abort and the orphans they're using and abusing and the GMO and the chemicals and the really bad stuff, you know, at the fast food places. None of us are perfect, but we're all trying to get towards something better. Our world's so poisoned, it's hard to find anything that's, quote, perfect. You know, too much water is bad for you. But it's about trying to be good. It's not about saying, I'm good, I'm going to tell you how to be. It's about, hey, I want to be good. I want to build something better. I want to be a better person. Because it's fulfilling. That's what's satisfying. People think they're going to become satisfied being nasty and evil and manipulating people. Like, I've been done wrong, so I'm going to be bad to other people. That is not the way it works. That's why I have forgiven people that have lied about us and attacked us and done horrible things. Because if they're just having a hard time and obviously dumbed down and twisted, and you can see that with discernment that they're just having problems and they're not inherently evil, then it's best to forgive them. Because hating them, you know, just gives into the whole thing, and to try to help them. Now, if somebody's consciously evil and psychopathically manipulative, they're the enemy and have to be dealt with. But then I don't enjoy crushing them. They've got to be, you know, done away with like you do, you know, a cat you're putting to sleep because it has brain tumors. But good people have to realize that we're not supposed to be wimps either and just walk around and, you know, that's Christ-like, because that's not actually who Christ was. It's the opposite. The money changers, the manipulators of society, they're the real enemy. They're the plague. And Christ beat them with a whip and overturned their tables. We have to politically and psychologically do that. And the Bible says the beast will wage war on the saints and overcome them. But through that, you'll have the greatest awakening revival the world's ever seen. The people have to be tested to show who they really are. And you are not going to be raptured. The Bible does not say that until clearly after the Antichrist has been tied by the archangel and thrown into the pit. Or, I guess, thrown into his cage for a 1,000-year display. And so if anybody believed any of the Bible, whether you believe it's real or not, what the churches are preaching is not there. The dead in Christ rise and then the living. And the Muslims interpret that all, everybody's just going to die. Everybody's just, when Christ comes back, everybody just dies. Like, oh, wonderful, we're all, you know, they'll probably think when everybody's dying from bioweapons that the Christ has come, the Christ has come. Hail Bob, hail Bob. I think that's figurative there as well. People get really obsessed. They don't care if we love justice and are against abortion. We have to agree with their pharisaical cant dealing with what the Bible really says, and I reject all of it. I just want to be a good person. I want to stand up against evil. I want to try to build people up. I don't claim to be good here in two shoes. Quite frankly, I'm a wicked devil, folks. I'm a black devil. You want to know who Alex Jones is? I am a reprieved person trying not to backslide. And by devil, I mean I can see and think all the things the New World Order does. I am inherently super wicked, ladies and gentlemen. But my good side is even bigger than that, and that's what I choose. And every day I get closer and more Christ-like by increments. I'm still, I mean, a flaming devil, ladies and gentlemen. The real deal. And that's how I know the enemy. I can look right at them and see what they are. I don't even run into many devils that are as evil as I am. Because if you've thought it, you've done it, folks. And I can understand evil. I know the mystery of good and evil. Like I just took a bite right out of that fruit, okay? I mean, I got it. And that's why I know who the enemy is. I don't want any part of it. It's really bad. But just knowing it is a sin. Because to know it is to be in communion with it. It's the knowledge of good and evil, ladies and gentlemen. The ancients, before they fell, had the knowledge of good and were innocent. They, you know, they were aggressive, they hunted, they did whatever, but they didn't have the knowledge of sin, the technology. The Bible says in the end times, the wicked will run about to, like mad beasts inventing new sins, new evils. Think of all, there are new things under the sun being invented. And that's where I stand on that. I know the way GMO and everything's going. The things described in Revelation, boy, if it's even real, they had a time machine. You know, insect-looking craft dropping things out that make pillars of fire the size of mountains, nuclear war, plagues killing a third of the world surface, the ocean dying. I mean, even if you don't believe it, the globalists have taken it as a model, as a template. So thank you, Bill. Do you have any other comments to that? That you'd like to talk about?
Yes, sir, I do. I agree with everything you're saying. And just like you, I seek the truth in everything. Both of my parents are pastors, and I actually went to school. So I thought about going to seminary. And I just want you, Alex, to please question why you call yourself a Christian.
Yeah, there you go. I know the only thing that satisfies you guys is talk. Look, I understand it. And I've got family that are Baptists that are like this. Listen, it's a Pharisee deal about how you've got to tell everybody about are you a good Christian all day and mess with them so much they're going to go, no, I'm a devil worshiper. I'm going to go party. Shut up and leave me alone. You don't understand that, and I appreciate your call. I mean, it is the religion is not henpecking everyone. You know, the Pharisees came to Christ and said, you're with money changers. You are with tax collectors. You're with prostitutes. You're with people that do unclean plumbing. Well, you know, what are you doing? He goes, well, these are the people that will listen to me. You go up on your hill, up there on the Sabbath, and you pray in front of everybody in public and tell everybody how great you are. We all know what's really going on. And I'm telling you, it's a country club. Most Christians I know have arrived at the most elite country club in the world, and all they do is sit around reproving each other and talking about how great they all are and how good they all are just constantly, and that is why everyone is running from Christianity, because what's being pushed is not Christianity. Now, I said I'd take a lot of calls. That was an important call. I spent a lot of time on it, but I'm done. Hey, I already told you I'm as wicked as the day is long, okay? What I'm telling you is that I see the good in you. You have to see the good in me. And it's not like some hallucination where everything's so evil, you can't do anything but just like, I see these Christians, they just shuffle around with their hands out and they go, like NPR slaves or something. And they just shuffle around and worship their preacher and he's God. Well, he's got, you know, a mistress and, you know, all the stuff out the back. It's just all a bunch of bull, man. I mean, I just do not need to hear it anymore. Okay, you want to hear less Christianity on the show? I have more calls like that. I mean, I'm not here to be part of your club. I'm not here to show you that I'm contrite to you, because you are not God. God knows my heart. That's who I've got a relationship with. I don't need churches. I don't need to pray up on the hilltop in front of everybody. We'll be back. Stay with me.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know the terrible damage that viruses and bacteria can inflict in the human body. Dozens of diseases are caused by infectious organisms, and now the emergence of superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics poses an even bigger threat to our safety. Don't wait for the medical world to discover a new treatment for the latest superbug. It's important to realize that a simple, safe, and effective alternative already exists. Supernatural Silver. Advances in silver technology have given us a silver solution that is effective against these pathogens. Supernatural Silver can help the body fight against the diseases that can endanger your health and well-being. Taken internally or used topically, Supernatural Silver can give your immune system the support it needs. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SUMMER2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from Carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why smart patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
Take a mortal man.
Let me tell you why I don't like the big mega churches, even if their preachers preach a pretty good sermon. Because I go to a lot of different churches in town. And, I mean, they should be telling their congregation of like 5,000 people, now let's all go March Monday down to the abortion clinic. And, or let's take turns, you know, marching around it like Gideon. Until, you know, see how many babies we can save. I mean, no. It's all just, oh, no, we don't do that. That violates 501c3. No, it doesn't. Besides, you're not supposed to be a charity. You're a church. First Amendment. These preachers don't know anything. Or they just want to sell out to the system. Just don't get me started. Just do not get me started. Boy, these government-run churches want to just sit there and henpeck everybody, and I won't put up with it. Let's go ahead and talk to, let's take a call from Italy. I didn't see that. I'd have gone to them earlier. Dylan in Italy. I heard you're calling in about the pressure cooker article, where if you search for pressure cookers or backpacks, you get a police visit now via Google. Talk about NSA. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I'd just like to know, what in the hell is a quinoa?
Say that again. What in the what is a what?
What in the hell is a quinoa?
I don't know. Are you really calling from Italy?
I am.
I appreciate your call, Dylan. I'm having trouble with your audio, understanding exactly what you're saying. Thank you. Ray in Texas. Ray, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Shortly after World War II, President Harry S. Truman met with those soldiers who were held in the concentration camps of Germany. He was so moved by their statements that when soldiers in black uniforms showed up, they knew bad things were going to happen. He was so moved by that that he asked Congress to enact a federal civil right, and he signed it into law, that no civilian force in black uniform may make or take police action against a citizen of the United States. So no U.S. citizen shall ever be reminded of the atrocities committed against U.S. forces, and so no U.S. citizen shall ever feel they're being controlled by a totalitarian force.
Sure, sure. You know, I'd actually read about that before. What was the name of that? What was the name of that law they tried to pass?
Well, he signed it into federal law.
What was it? I've only heard of it once before.
So no civilian shall ever be reminded of the atrocities committed against U.S. forces at the hands of the SS. And so no U.S.
Well, sure. Historically, a black uniform is like the executioner, too. And every time, I talk about black uniforms, people say, well, why are you wearing a black shirt today? Well, I guess because I'm a little bit overweight and it makes me look smaller. But no, I'm actually losing weight again, so not too much. But probably a third of my shirts are black. It's not bad if you're wearing a black shirt. It's that when the police historically are wearing black uniforms, whether it's Mexico or Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia, in Soviet Russia, the secret police wore black uniforms, and it's done to intimidate. And then when they wear masks, they've had police chiefs come out and admit they wear those to intimidate people. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And it's a federal civil right that no civilian force in black uniform may make or take a police action against a citizen of the United States.
Well, now, sir, what's the name of the law? I want to look that up.
Well, I have looked and looked. I read it in a federal Miranda Rights Handbook in 2007. It's a green paperback federal Miranda Rights Handbook, and I have tried to find that book.
Guys, that'll be on Scrib. Look up federal Miranda Rights Handbook. And then you can flip through it online. Let's see if that's in there. You can also control R, even those scans, and down to black uniform or search uniform in the is it the glossary? Would it be the? I can't even remember. Very interesting, sir. Anything else you'd like to add?
I would like the American people to stand up and defend the Constitution. And I thank you for being a patriot.
Well, God bless you, sir. I appreciate you calling in. Yeah, here's the article up on Infowars.com. And it's Google pressure cookers and backpacks get a visit from the cops. And it says, my husband said no. My wife uses it to make quinoa. That must have been what the caller was calling about. I couldn't understand him. And it says Well, we'll cover this article when we come back from break, but yeah, it's up on Infowars.com. Very, very bizarre. Whatever printer we have that's doing this, we need to change it, because when we print it, it never has who wrote it. It tortures me when I get these articles. But I saw it on Infowars.com. That's why I've got to go search it right now so I can find it. It's from Atlantic Wire. Thank you, guys. Yeah, and it turns out these guys are like Italian, and they're not Muslims.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, from tree to the ground, shutter from sound. The death machine makes falling down, it's gaining pound for pound.
A gas mask.
Is the couture in the summer of rage.
They're building mass graves.
Within the states, you and I live vaccinated. They're preparing us for an all-out
police state. That is Summer of Rage, Shooter Jennings. All right, folks, let me hit some news. I'm going to go right back to your phone calls. Quinoa is a grain that you do have to cook under high temperatures to make it edible, and it's a Spanish grain. And it was Michael Cantalano was looking for information online about pressure cookers, or Michelle, or her husband in the same time frame was Googling backpacks for their children. Wednesday morning, six men from the Joint Terrorism Task Force showed up at their house to see if they were terrorists, with big shields, armored vehicle, the combat outfits. And, of course, they had the trendy little, you know, chick there to help with the children in case they needed to be taken, which prompts the question, how'd the government know what they were Googling? And it goes on to say they admitted, basically, that it's all run through the NSA database. And that just goes to what Snowden was saying. And, folks, they probably are going to do a few of these now to make you think they're using it to go after terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, it's used to steal economic data and be able to fix markets on record. That's the main use, to target political enemies, to target the press, to target whistleblowers that know about corruption. I've told you that for over a decade with experts like the former producer of Nightline, James Bamford, who wrote Body of Secrets back in 2001 on it, and countless others that we've had on. I mean, this is known. This has been in EU commissions, congressional commissions. So when General Alexander gets up there and says, we don't record or save anything, the Congress is like, excuse us? Because it's come out again today that Congress funded it, was all briefed, and knows full well the crime they've committed. Just like last week they voted to continue warrantless spying. Just like a court ruled 2 days ago, they can spy on you without a warrant now. And they're like, oh, you didn't hear? The Fourth Amendment means we don't get a warrant. You're like, oh, okay. It's all part of just the complete over-the-top nature of all of this. And it really, really makes me want to throw up. And they asked him, why are you getting a pressure cooker? Why were you searching for a pressure cooker? And he said, well, my wife got it to cook. And then the officer went on to say, what in the hell? That's what the caller was saying and how rude that is. What in the hell is quinoa? Man, I tell you, I mean, this is the type of stuff you deal with where a bunch of armed people show up, knock down your door, you come out with your kids, and it's all part of the delusion that there's these terrorists everywhere. The real Al-Qaeda terrorists were always run by our government, which is a criminal offshore bank that, of course, wants to use the threat to take our liberty. And it's totally disgusting. The article from the Atlantic Wire is up on Infowars.com right now if you want to see it. Now let's shift gears into that area. Snowden granted one-year asylum in Russia while they consider permanent asylum. By the way, Russia spies on their people, too. It's come out that they've got snooper systems that grab all the cell phone data out of the air and track you. That's because their telecommunications companies don't have it put in at the site. They just grab it out of the air the old-fashioned way. Here, it's all wired directly in. The telephone company is the NSA. Even small companies have blown the whistle going, oh, yeah, they came in and made us. And small companies don't have lobbyists. So they don't get paid to put the grid in and make money. They didn't write the law. The little companies, I'm talking 10, 15 employees, this has come out, they've got to put in, say, $100,000 of equipment because the feds showed up and threatened them. We need to be able to pick up everything your people are doing on their email servers. This is the type of stuff that goes on. And then they get up in line and go, we're not listening to nothing you do. Let's continue here. Snowden's father calls out Obama on Nuremberg crimes. A very powerful letter that went public yesterday. Kurt Nemo wrote about it. It's up on Infowars.com, pointing out he had a right and a duty to expose the crimes. Not just a right. He had a duty to not be complicit in them. Absolutely. And that's why they're worried about their own people not being part of this criminal takeover. Here's another one. NSA spying directly harms internet companies, Silicon Valley, California, and the future of the entire U.S. economy. Money Magazine points out. Well, yeah, because all that infrastructure costs billions and billions a year to put in. It passed the cost on, and then we can't be competitive with other countries that aren't the, quote, pivot, you know, of world data. We're not the pivot. We're the pivot of them spying. It's so overdone, the face scanning cameras, the license plate reading systems, all of it. And then it goes into how it violates all these other laws, and people don't want to do business here now because they know when you do something on anything hooked into the U.S. or European data banks, it's all stolen. Just incredible. Here's another one. Declassified memo confirms Dragnet phone surveillance program was no secret from Congress. Yeah, they would do one fake warrant and then get, you know, 16 million phones tapped. Or they do one warrant and get 95 plus million, you know, emails, just on and on and on. And that's when they wanted to use something that was in it. They, you know, it's like the FBI goes, we've launched 10 drones the last year in America. It's true. What they don't tell you is they've launched thousands of drone missions, but it's under the Department of Defense. So when the FBI says, yes, we had 10 drone operations, that was 10 run by the FBI. They don't do that. The Department of Defense does it for them. They play all these semantic games with you. Fugitive Snowden slips out of Moscow airport for secure base. It says former U.S. spy agency contractor Edward Snowden slipped quietly out of Moscow's airport Thursday after Russia granted him temporary asylum. Expansion of powers. The president pledging to go around Congress. Wow, I was just talking about that. That's Fox News with Joseph Farah earlier that he's just saying on everything. Guns, border, Federal Reserve, appointments. He said, I will not allow. Last week when I heard that, I was like, whoa. I'll try to work with him. Can you see that clip? Try to find it where it was. It'll be something like Obama says he won't allow Congress to stop him helping the American people. And he goes on to say, he goes, I meant to play it last week. He goes, I will not let them do that. I will do what needs to be done. I mean, I was hearing like Joe Stalin, Hitler, Mao. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, hole breach. I mean, oh, yeah, they're now announcing it. Oh, goody, goody gumdrops. He's now pledging to go around Congress and do whatever he wants. I mean, they're like, yeah, we're spying on you. Yeah, we'll kill you if we want. Yeah, we'll arrest reporters. Yeah, we'll take your pension funds. Yeah, we'll do Obamacare even if they repeal it. We'll do whatever we want. And it's like, hey, I got Homeland Security. And we're blackmailing Congress. We got the NSA. And then they send out that creepy General Alexander to talk to the Black Hat Hackers group in Vegas and go, hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Homeland Security. Very same voice, NPR hypnotism. And then people are like, what about the Constitution? What about you lying to Congress? We need freedom. This is freedom. Assimilate into the Borg. Just go to sleep. Here's your pod. When you wake up, you'll be one of us. I mean, it is just, we're living in crazy times is all I can say. And notice there's articles every day about how I'm a bigger kook. Like, yeah, I bet Alex Jones thinks he's real cool. Just everything he said's coming out. Look at this clip of him goofing off a little bit. Yeah, 'cause I'm real. There's no script here. I do whatever I want. I'm real enough to not want to be a slave, I'll tell you that, or to delude myself that I can be part of the establishment and cheat other people or screw other people and not have it come back on me. I instinctively, I spiritually, I fundamentally at a cellular level do not like to cheat people. And I just am always blindsided by how rat-like so many people are now, how people have everything going for them. And then they will cheat you or screw you or mess with you in like some weird hyper-dominance thing that if they can just get something over on you, that will satisfy them. I am so free. And then I'm not jealous of people that have more money than me or, quote, more successful than me or have a better-looking wife or, you know, girlfriend. Well, my wife's the most beautiful that I could ever imagine. That's why she's beautiful to me. They'll have, like, some trophy wife. They think that, you know, oh, look at my trophy wife. You're upset by this. I am happy with everything. If my kids don't get first place in the swimming race, even though they almost always do, I'm not upset about it. It's about them being healthy and learning to compete, but not about being a bad sport. And I just fundamentally have trouble dealing with all this. Let's continue here with the Snowden news. Edward Snowden has left the airport and entered Russia for real this time. Fugitive Snowden slips out of Moscow airport to secure base. And then we just go over that entire stack of news. Look at this headline. NSA chief challenges hackers to build better surveillance program. Yes, help us export your jobs away faster. Help us arrest you for no reason. Help us say that we'll arrest you for free speech on the web. Help us. It's like, don't you want to be with me? Don't you want to stand up here in a stupid uniform and talk like a robot at people? Don't you want to be part of the winning club? But remember, you talk about what these crooks are doing that's illegal, it's espionage. But they spy on you illegally. Oh, well, that's for your security. That's for your safety. You know, I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I'm looking for my stack of science news. I've got to hit the science news, but I also said I'd take your calls. So we're going to go to your your phone calls here quickly in a moment. But first off, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com/Alex at eFoodsDirect.com is where you find their biggest specials. Right now, for every $329 you spend on food with eFoods Direct, you'll get a free 24-day food supply, the Patriot Pack, plus get free shipping. They're doing the free shipping again, unprecedented. That is such a big deal. Most storable food companies don't do this. eFoods is the best. This is a huge savings. If you've ever thought about having your own food supply, now's the time. Limit 10 per order, ladies and gentlemen. Stores up 25 years. Be ready for emergencies. Grab-and-go kits available. Easy to fix. Extremely portable. They have special diet packages. Just check it out. They are the leader in high-quality storable foods. The best storable food out there. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or follow the banners on InfoWars.com. And PrivateInternetAccess.com. We hear news stories every day about NSA spying on people. PrivateInternetAccess.com provides cybersecurity for you, the individual, from the kleptocrats that run society. Encrypts internet connections so the pervs and government can't jack with what you're doing. Hides your IP address, providing anonymous browsing. Provides firewall protection, which prevents data mining. I'm going to do this in the Ted Knight voice. Provides uncensored access to the complete internet. Maintains no records whatsoever of computer activity. Can connect up to 5 devices simultaneously with 1 account. Can use service anywhere with internet connection. Even Aquaman can do that. Based in the USA, PrivateInternetAccess.com. And finally, InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor stops hundreds of rounds from AK-47, M4, 30-06, and 308 and more. Chromatic armor may stop 6 rounds, but what about the 7th? Fits sizes medium to XXL, and I'll finish it in the Optimus Prime voice. Rated to level 3 armor. That's 888-608-6605. The longest lasting body armor is now cheaper than most ammo. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Autobots transform and roll out. InfidelBodyArmor.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That's a new form of plugging right there to make it entertaining. And those are great companies, and they're funding the InfoWars, so check them out today. All right, without further ado, Heather Locklear from California, come on down. You're on the air.
Is it me?
Yes, Heather.
Okay, sorry.
You bet.
I have one thing to say, and then after I'm done saying it, I have a question for you. And the thing that I have to say is I have a really new listener. I've only been listening since maybe the end of June, not very long. And, anyways, what was I going to say?
Before Megatron, I am the leader. I'm sorry, go ahead, ma'am.
Before I started listening to you and found you on YouTube, I read a book. And this book is really cool. It's about this guy who had a near-death experience. And he saw, like, some people call it the end of the world, but, like, you know, the end times, basically. Like, he saw that.
Well, every culture, they've got even mainline university studies, it doesn't matter if you're an atheist or a Hindu or a Christian, has the portal, the angels, that whole experience. There have been people that have been dead, you know, 10 minutes we've had on that I know personally, who've come back, and literally the guardian angel was there, you're being sent back. There's a reason every culture in history has those stories. And even if you say it's something scientific, what is it? I mean, we're on a planet in deep space. Look at all how wild stuff already is. Someone who's spiritual just knows that there's more out there than our limited five-sense awareness can pick up. And I feel sorry for those that haven't had experiences, you name it, that let them know there's more than meets the eye.
What was interesting was he had this near-death experience, and he saw this all this stuff that's going on, right? Well, after I read this, some of the things that he had mentioned, I started, like, seeing all this stuff on YouTube, and it, like, went hand in hand. So, for example, like, the foreign invasion, like, he talks about that, how we're going to get invaded by foreigners, and,
We're going to get invaded by helpers.
What is that?
Well, in the news, they'll be helpers.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, it talks about the invasion of foreigners, and then it talks about, it's so crazy because when I read the book, I didn't really understand what it meant until I started finding out about chemtrails. And I was like, oh my gosh, because, like, in the book, it's talking about how we're going to get poisoned, and how it's going to be little microscopic white, like, flakes. Like, you can't see them with your eyes. But
they're going to be vitamins sprayed by the helicopters?
Right, but when I read that, I was just like, okay, well, that's crazy. But then when I started reading,
well, look, you're just going to go to sleep. The government's there to help you, ma'am. I hear you. Send me some info on emails. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Let's jam in Mario in Finland. Mario, you're on the air worldwide, sir.
Hello.
Hello, Mario.
Alex, we have taken like 8 months to reach you.
Well, it sounds like you've reached us from a trillion miles away, sir. Go ahead.
It is a trillion miles away because we have been cut off. 8 months ago, 3 times we were cut off, and this time we were cut off 3 times.
Yeah, it sounds like a job for for Mario. Mario, so what's your point, sir? Go ahead.
The point is that we wanted to reach out to you, Alex, all the way from Finland.
I tell you what, I want to hear from you. After months of trying, we're going to come back to you, Mario. Even if it's a bad phone, it sounds like, Cylon Raiders attack, Cylon Raiders attack, Relay Ride Back on the other side of this quick break. Infowars.com is the enemy. You will be collectivized into the Borg. Take your shots. Go to sleep. Al Gore loves you.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A 2-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The 2-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
I say I shot the sheriff, but that sheriff was in self-defense. Yeah. Freedom came my way one day.
And I started out.
And I started out the town, yeah.
And here came Sheriff John Brown.
All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff John Brown came into.
Yeah, that hurt. That happened to the local Austinite, man. He shot him in the back.
I shot
you did the wrong thing. You shouldn't have shot back. Should have, like, opened your shirt up and said,
kill me for the state. I love you.
If I am guilty, I will pay.
I shot the god, the government king. So I deserve to be torn limb from limb, because government is better than me. Government is above the law. All right, now I'm bushing Bob Marley songs, the evil of what I've done, the blasphemy. It's almost as bad as talking bad about government. Hold on, turn up again. Oh, yeah.
Every day.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's go back to Mario in Finland, who sounds like he's talking to us from planet Cylon over to Deep Space Distran Communicator. Sir, go ahead and make your point. You're on the air. It's good to have you from Finland.
I'm here, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you. Now I know what it is. You're overdriving your microphone. Go ahead.
Fabulous. That is Alex, actually, about 7 months ago, we tried you by mobile phone, and we got cut off about three times. And again today, we got cut off about three
times. Well, you're on the air, sir. Tell us the great transmission. We await your revelation.
Incredible. I'm so pleased to be able to give you the revelation. Actually, we gave an entry to the Alex Jones competition, and we were very pleased that you did this. You know, it was an incredible thing what you put out to the world.
Well, thank you, sir. Tell us about your entry.
It was to actually occupy U.S. highways. And our whole idea was to give solutions. I mean, I think there were a lot of entries out there, but they didn't really provide solutions to the people. And our whole idea is to go around the United States for 6 weeks. We stop in every state, every city. We interview people. And
no, I saw your entry. It's really good. Did it make the final 200 or so?
Cool.
Have you seen it on the Paul Revere site?
Actually, we visited there, but for some reason, there were only like the top 150 that showed up, and the other 450 were missing.
Well, so we're going to be cycling. We're going to be cycling more of the films through the Paul Revere site in the next few months. We're going to promote everybody. But yeah, no, I saw it. We're going to make sure it gets back up there. Let's put it on screen for folks that are watching on television right now. So they can get the actual name of it. Occupy U.S. Highways, Operation Paul Revere. And go ahead and skip forward in the film. This is kind of the intro right here. Yeah, no, I saw what you did. Great job. What else is on your mind, sir?
Sorry?
What else is on your mind from Cylon?
Well, I've been following you for, you know, over 10 years now. And I really think you're spot on with everything. And I just
want to say I like your Uncle Sam. That's really awesome.
That was just a crazy, you know, step up. You know, we got a lot of ideas, but the problem is that we didn't have the finances behind it. And we'd like to go around the states for 6 weeks, every state. We're going to buy a couple of RVs and travel around. And we would really love if InfoWars could somehow become a part of that. Because I want to...
Sir, I would love to work with people. And for radio listeners, they have Uncle Sam on the screen in the footage. It sounds somehow like bad to say, I like your Uncle Sam. All right, listen, I appreciate your call, sir. Good to hear from you from Cylon. Boy, I tell you, I want to continue with calls. We'll do a little bit of overdrive. Amber, Aaron, and others. I haven't gotten to the science news yet today. I mean, massive solar flare nearly misses Earth. EMP disaster barely avoided. Now Lloyd's of London warns of EMP. Artificial human ear grown in lab. Harvard has humans controlling animals with their brains.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.